And it is time now for Talking Books. We are joined in the studio by the one and only Susan Brown, who heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library and the Town of Chapel Hill Community Arts and Culture Department, and she has brought props today. Good morning. How are you?
I am excellent. How are you,
sir?
Why
is your mic not on? All right, there we go. Try it again.
Mic on?
Mic is on. Yes.
How are you doing?
Yes.
I'm great.
I'm having issues with this soundboard in the last 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Everything's fine now. Everything's fine. Good.
Okay. I'm here, and so are you. And that is all good, Aaron.
And that's enough. How are you? What's going on?
I'm great. We are great at the library. Cooking along, getting ready for the holidays. I just got a sneak peek at our winter reading for this year. And I'm just going to say, newsflash, we're changing things up. Book bingo is not happening this year.
No book bingo.
However, something very cool and different and just as much fun is happening. So we're getting ready for winter reading. We're working on all of our programs.
When does winter reading launch?
That's an excellent question.
Like start of December or like December 21st or January?
I think it's middle of December through end of January.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. And things are great at the old CHPL, at ye old CHPL.
Ye old CHPL. When does winter start for you? Because for me, it kind of starts on December 1st. Like I think of December, January, February as winter. And then as soon as you hit March, it's spring. The official day is December 21st. People might say Black Friday. Like
December 21st is the first day of winter?
It's the official first. Yeah, that's the solstice. That's the official day of winter.
That's how it works. Yeah.
But you feel like that's late, right? Like we've already been 3 weeks into December.
Yeah, Thanksgiving is definitely still fall.
Yes.
I think early December is winter, actually.
I think December 1st for me. Yeah, I agree with that. Big thing tonight, Chapel Hill Town Council is meeting, and this is a community arts and culture thing, but also library relevant as well. New Poet Laureate is about to be confirmed.
Yep. Had a really great process, and we want to celebrate CJ and his tenure. We're actually also planning a event with Flyleaf to celebrate CJ's time as Poet Laureate. That's I think December 1st, news will be going out about that today or tomorrow. So tonight we will recognize CJ's tenure and his excellent work in sort of helping us create the foundation of this program, and then welcome Cortland Gilliam to his new role. So very exciting. And the other thing that's happening at Council tonight that is connected to the library is there was a program at the library last week about the Graham Street Raid, also
Ready
known
Rock,
as Operation Ready Rock, and the council will be adopting a resolution recognizing the harm done and apologizing for that incident. So pretty powerful council meeting tonight before they get into the full actual...
Before they get into details,
So.
It was really fun because James Williams came in. He was one of the organizers of that event at the library last week to talk about it. And this is, I mean, you know, I moved here in 2008, so this was 18 years old by the time I got here. I'd never heard of this happening. And then he comes in and we talk about it. And it's just... It's fascinating, and it's troubling, and it's such a harrowing story, and it makes you wonder, like, how many other similar incidents have been, are in the archives of history, just waiting to be pulled out.
Oh, yeah, for sure, and I appreciate Mr. Williams bringing this forward, because a lot of people don't know about it, and it's interesting, in talking with Chief Blue about it early on, he's like, oh, yeah, and he said, the thing with this is that case has been taught for decades and will continue to be taught in police academies and in law school as what not to do.
Right.
Like, beginning to end, this is it. Like, that case is known as a sort of case study in all of the wrong things to do with policing and all of that.
Speaking with Susan Brown, ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org is the website for the library, ChapelHillArts.org for community arts and culture. We're talking books, so let's talk books. We've talked about the beginning of winter, winter reading, all of that, but Thanksgiving is just around the corner next week, Thursday, so let's use Thanksgiving as our prop.
Yes.
I see you've brought in some cookbooks.
Yes.
I've also got one to recommend, too.
Thanksgiving is traditionally, like, is generally my favorite holiday.
Oh, all right.
It's a big holiday in my family. And so I start thinking about Thanksgiving and the food and mostly the sides. You know,
I
don't really care about the mains, whether it's turkey or not turkey.
The turkey's going to be there. It's the sides that's where it's at.
So I brought two books. with me today that I've been reading through and thinking about. So the first one I actually got from the Friends book sale, mm-hmm. and their next book sale is coming up. We'll talk about that more soon, but the first weekend of December is the Friends big book sale, great for holiday shopping, and they'll have their Sip and Shop back.
Nice. Man, don't get that book on bag sale day. You're paying 10 bucks just for that.
Exactly.
This is so a this big book you brought.
First book I brought. If you were a fan of Seinfeld, there was an episode of Seinfeld where Kramer did a coffee table book about coffee tables,
yes.
right?
Yep.
This is kind of in that vein. I found this actually in the Friends sorting room. I get access. I get early access.
Right. Yes.
So I found this book, and it is called The Chef's Library, Favorite Cookbooks from the World's Great Kitchens by Jenny Linford. And it's basically a series of essays from famous chefs about their favorite cookbooks.
Ooh.
And it's
all right.
really good. I mean, some of these chefs I have never heard of. Most of these cookbooks I have never heard of. Some of them I have. It's just a fun book. Like, each page is a different entry, so you can flip through it while your food is cooking on the stove. There's not actual recipes in it, but it's a really interesting kind of meta approach to chefs and cooking. So if you're a foodie or you know a foodie, this would make a great gift.
That's really cool.
It's really cool, yeah.
It's a good-looking book, too.
Yep.
Like,
it's
that's
beautiful.
It's just a fun-looking book to just, like, flip through, and, yeah, that's
Absolutely.
Fascinating. All right, I was going to say Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat, which is a great cookbook. Good for someone who's planning a Thanksgiving dinner and wants to do something inventive, maybe try something new. But you mentioned sides, and when I think sides and I think local, I think Mama Dips. So Mama Dips Kitchen by Mildred Council has to be my recommendation, because you can look in there and, you know, she's got mains, but she's got sides too. And
oh, yeah.
those would make an excellent addition to any Thanksgiving Day table.
And I will say, you know, I think I have this right. Earlier this year, we helped UNC Press celebrate their 100th birthday mm-hmm. with a little event at the library. And I'm pretty sure that Mama Dip's
yep.
cookbook is their best-selling title of all time.
Ever, yeah.
Which I think is super cool.
Yeah.
Okay,
by the way, say the name of the holiday that we're talking about.
Say the name of the holiday?
Yeah.
Why? This feels like a setup.
It's a little bit of a setup.
Thanksgiving?
Okay. Because I'm a Thanksgiving person. I hit the giving. If you're down in the South, they hit the thanks, and I'm always
oh, Thanksgiving.
Fascinated. Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I'm
always fascinated by that. Yeah.
Thanksgiving. Now I'm questioning everything, Aaron.
Being a Michigander, you hit the giving. Down
a
here,
Michigander.
Yeah.
That's right.
Down here, you hit the thanks, and it's always fascinating to me. Anyway, you've got one more.
Okay, I have one more. This is a book that I think you could cook through the holidays with, mm-hmm. from Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
through Christmas and New Year's. It's called Jubilee, Recipes from Two Centuries of African American Cooking. So this author is Toni Tipton Martin. Pre-COVID, just before COVID hit, she was here. She did an event at Lantern in conjunction with this book. Mm. It is exactly what it says.
Wow.
It is heritage African American recipes from the South, from the African continent. It is just fabulous. And there's everything from like sweet potato pound cake to buttermilk fried chicken to cocktails.
A chapter called Liquefied Soul?
Yes.
Yep. That's a great chapter title.
She also did a great book called The Jemima Code, which is a history of cooking and African-American cooks and cookbooks. But there's a recipe in here. It's like stewed collard greens with cornmeal dumplings that is delicious. I've cooked many things from this. Southern pecan pie laced with whiskey, that would be perfect. Peach buttermilk ice cream, pralines, mashed turnips. I mean, I could just go on and
on. In favor of all of this.
It's, I know, right? It's such a great cookbook. So Jubilee by Toni Tipton Martin. Cook things from this, and while your things are cooking, read from the Chef's Library. And that would make a great Thanksgiving week.
ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org is the website. Go there and find out more from the library. That's Talking Books. Susan Brown, thank you so much.
Thank you.